The new treatment facility at Roger Road and I-10 will be able to meet current standards for nitrogen and ammonia in the treated water, which the old plant can't do. The upgrade will also allow the county to treat water for phosphorus, anticipating future changes to federal clean water standards. Jackson Jenkins is the county's wastewater director.
Pima County owns and operates 10 wastewater reclamation facilities. Our two largest facilities have not met and kept up with current water quality standards from the regulatory perspective. So we've been on a schedule to upgrade and expand our two largest plants to meet those water quality standards.
The upgrades will also give the county the ability to treat more wastewater each day. The main treatment plants along the freeway at Roger Road near I-10 and Ina Road near I-10 will be able to treat about 42 million gallons of wastewater each day, with the ability to expand. Ken Sheeler is the county's project manager for the construction. Walking through the mud after a rainy night at the construction site, he points out how the wastewater will be treated. First, large items that have made their way into the sewer pipes are removed from the wastewater.
Things like boards, hair, plastic bags, that kind of thing, just a big screen, big bar screens, take out those things. And then there are pumps there that pump the water up to the dissolved air flotation unit, and that's the highest unit in the facility. So we flow by gravity from there all the way through to the end of the plant.
Those who have driven by the wastewater treatment plant near Roger Road and Interstate 10 may be interested to find out how this new treatment plant will help reduce the smell of sewage in that area. During the wastewater treatment process, Sheeler, with the county, says the air is separated from the liquids. The air is then treated so it doesn't emit that recognizable smell.
Those concrete basins would be filled with a round, smooth stone, and there will be bacteria growing on the outside of the stones. The air will come in, get blown by big fans through the rock, and bacteria on the rock will eat up the sulfur compounds so that the air coming out the stack will be clean air with no odors.
That's a whole different odor management system than at the old Roger Road wastewater treatment plant, which will remain in operation until the new plant is complete, Sheeler says. After odor control, the wastewater moves on to what's called a bioreactor. It is here that updated technology will be used to treat the wastewater. Greg Fisher is the project manager for the contractor, CH2M Hill. The company is constructing the new plant and then will operate it. Fisher says this step of the wastewater treatment is the centerpiece of the cleaning process. It involves alternating steps with oxygen and without oxygen to allow bacteria to break down wastewater.
To help grow and get the bugs moving to help the system. As Ken mentioned earlier, this is the middle of the process. This is really where the heartbeat of the process happens to get rid of the solids and to get to the end effluent process.
Some of the clean water is used to irrigate area golf courses, but most of it is released into the Santa Cruz River, which is dry for miles before the treated wastewater turns it back into a waterway. From here, it flows north toward the other main wastewater treatment plant at Ina Road near Interstate 10. The total project budget, including upgrades at both treatment plants and a new lab to test treated water, is estimated to cost about $650 million. Jenkins, the wastewater department director, says that money comes from those who pay to use the wastewater system, a charge on many people's water bills.
While the cost of running the operations and maintenance of our wastewater infrastructure is not increasing significantly, what is increasing is the debt service. Because we had to borrow money to build these $650, $640 million worth of capital projects, just like if you borrow money for a home, you have to pay the debt service on that. And that's what's really increased our users' rates over the past few years.
Jenkins says even though rates have gone up by more than 10% a year for the past 3 years, with one more increase still to come, Pima County residents are not paying a high rate compared to other areas in the country.
You know, in the early 2000s, we were probably one of the lowest sewer user rates in the country. And now we find ourselves, because of these necessary increases to pay for this infrastructure that we're putting in, we find ourselves probably getting closer to the midpoint or the average sewer rates amongst the nation.
Starting next summer, when the final rate increase goes into effect, Jenkins says the average residential customer in Pima County could pay about $40 a month for wastewater treatment. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.